This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Brad Pitt has vowed to appeal the decision to disqualify the private judge being used in his fierce divorce battle with Angelina Jolie, one that torpedoed his win. Pitt was given joint custody of their five minor children, but a California appeals court disqualified the judge, ruling that he didn't disclose business relationships with Pitt's attorneys. To be continued again. John Mulaney has filed for divorce from his wife of 6 years, Anna Marie Tendler, just 2 months after the couple split. It's unclear if the couple had a prenup agreement in place prior to getting married. The comedian split from Tendler after he checked himself into a 60-day treatment facility in Pennsylvania for alcohol and cocaine addiction in December. Oh, that's so sad. Machine Gun Kelly shaded his new movie, Midnight in the Switchgrass, after skipping out on the film's premiere. He said, quote, "If I don't talk or tweet about a movie I'm barely in, it's because it's trash," unquote. His film got a bleak 14% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Bruce Willis and Megan Fox. After that comment, you won't be getting laid anytime soon. Lord needed an IV drip after pre-recording a day drinking segment for Late Night with Seth Meyers. The singer filmed a video with Meyers where the two played a number of drinking games and tried out Lord-themed drinks. When asked if she was hungover the day after filming, she said she won't look at an alcoholic drink ever again. Hey Lord, how about a Bloody Mary? Black Widow star Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney, claiming that her contract was breached when the Mouse House released the superhero flick on its Disney Plus streaming service at the same time it hit movie theaters. Yeah, Disney's decision is likely to cost Johansson more than $50 million. That sneaky, sneaky mouse. DaBaby is finally saying he's sorry after making homophobic comments while at Rolling Loud Miami. The rapper apologized, saying he wasn't, quote, "tripping on the LGBTQIA+ community. Anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS, y'all got the right to be upset," unquote. He may need to work on that apology a little while longer. Prince Harry is getting a $20 million advance to publish his memoirs. Harry has been secretly writing a memoir for nearly a year and has now sold it to Penguin Random House, the same publisher that gave Barack and Michelle Obama $65 million to write theirs. The renegade royal said he will be donating all the proceeds to charity. Check his pockets. Federal prosecutors in New York detailed new accusations of sexual assault and bribery against R. Kelly going back 30 years, including how the disgraced singer allegedly abused a teenage boy in 2006. The prosecutors asked the judge for permission to admit what they said was evidence of the allegations at his upcoming sex trafficking trial. Guilty! Whitney Houston's estate, with former manager and sister-in-law Pat Houston as its executor, announced that An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram concert, will commence its residency at Harrah's in Las Vegas October 26th. There are also plans for a hologram tour, an album of unreleased tracks, and a musical. Bobby Brown said, "Can I get a piece of that?"
Idiot of the Week.
Kanye West's Donda listening party in Atlanta was an event to be remembered, not for his new music, but for the cost of the food during it. All beef kosher hot dogs for $40, chicken tenders $50, and an assorted snack basket for $65. Father, stretch my wallet. Idiot. Christina Hack seems to be okay after being screamed at by ex-husband Tarek El Moussa on the set of their HGTV series Flip or Flop. El Moussa's verbal attack was prompted by Hack's recent confession that she had smoked toad venom to help cure her anxiety, leading him to worry about the safety of their two children. You can't make this shit up. Amanda Kloots is dating again following the 2020 death of her husband, Broadway star Nick Cordero, from COVID-19. Kloots said, quote, "Both of my husbands I met doing Broadway shows. We became friends first, then we got married. Now I'm dating at the age of 39, unquote. Yep, we wish you're getting a piece. I mean peace. Just weeks after being permanently barred from a local florist because he blocked their entrance with his car, former Entourage co-star Kevin Connolly and his six-week-old daughter both contracted COVID-19. He said he's fully vaccinated, which lessened the severity. "There is zero doubt in my mind this vaccine saved me a great deal," he said. "Congrats, but no flowers for you." A new Prince album just came out, and it seems like he was predicting the Black Lives Matter movement. Yep, even though Welcome to America was recorded in 2010, songs like Running Game, Son of a Slave Master, One Day We'll All Be Free, and Stand Up and Be Strong eerily predict the turbulence and hope that erupted last year. Check it out.
The Trash Bin.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member Dorit Kemsley and her husband, Paul P.K. Kemsley, owe more than $1.3 million combined in unpaid taxes dating back to 2015. P.K., 53, has two active solo tax liens in the state of California for $600,000 plus penalties. Yep, flakes on TV.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter has closed its San Francisco and New York offices as Delta variant COVID cases surge. Netflix will require COVID vaccinations for actors and crew on U.S. sets. Facebook beat earnings expectations, reporting the fastest revenue growth since 2016. Spotify stock dipped after reporting weak total monthly user growth.
Yeah, not good for sure.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock and Emily Blunt, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
The Kid Laroi, F*** Love, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Black Ice by Brad Thor is the top fiction book.
Camila Cabello has strongly come out in support of the protest movement that has hit the streets in Cuba. The 25-year-old singer said, quote, "I'm Cuban-Mexican. My mom is Cuban. I lived and was born in Cuba, and so this movement is really important to me as I still have family on the island," unquote. She went on to explain that Cubans are reacting to a serious economic crisis spurred on by the coronavirus pandemic. Some protesters have demanded a change in the communist government, railing against shortages of food and other necessities. "We love her activism, and we're happy she's back with a new record." Here's Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Don't Go Yet.
I imagine myself inside in a room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Don't go yet.
Oh yeah, don't go yet. Don't go.
That's Camila Cabello with the Song of the Week. Don't go yet. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.